"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go! Let's go!
Show up on day one, work out with us for 30 minutes, feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Five workouts a week.
We're a body, and we call that a body block.
You pick the block, and you're gonna love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest. Go on vacation. Or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you. And then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new body block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first body block today. Visit body.com for a free trial. That's BODI.com.
Are you ready to get started?
All right, another chance for $1,000 in about 15 minutes. We do have another keyword. In fact, we've got two left on the show this hour and next hour. And next hour, well, it's Friday, 5 o'clock. Not only the moist line, but the committee got together and voted for a hack in the dumpster. So we had to make quick phone calls to bring together the mob members, and they are arriving to help us throw somebody into the dumpster. And what are we doing now? There's paint going in too or something? Or what was the
paint?
Addition? Yeah, you added some things.
Oh, I had added, yeah, but I don't remember now.
I thought it was paint.
I have ideas and then they fly out of the other side of my head. And I
no short-term memory.
I don't know. I'm Dora.
You are your own little Dora.
The Dora? I don't even remember the name of it.
Dory? Fish.
Yes.
Dory, that's right.
No, Dory.
I'm Dory, yeah.
Dory.
And who are you?
I don't know yet.
We're going to talk now with Julie Hamill. Julie Hamill is an attorney, and she's representing the Alliance of Los Angeles County Parents who do not want a mask mandate to return for their school children. And she sent a letter to the LA County Board of Supervisors saying, if this happens, you're going to get a lawsuit because somebody's got to stop Barbara Ferrer.
And somebody. There's just no public officials that'll stand up to this woman. I mean, what does it take?
We went through it in detail last hour.
The hospitalizations, all the doctors are on the side of logic here that this is not
a crisis. I don't hear anyone else in the country calling for this. And there is no other county in the United States. There are 3,000 plus counties in the United States. 3,000. And we're all lucky to live in the only one that's threatening a mask mandate in less than a week. How does this happen? And the doctors are saying, no, there's no reason for this. There's no backlog of patients at the hospitals with COVID. Simply doesn't exist. Well, it's what we warned you, that somebody was going to continue the emergency even when there was no emergency. Let's get Julie Hamill on from the Alliance of Los Angeles County Parents. That's who she's representing. Julie, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
All right. What's the issue here? What's the complaint you're making, the request you're making? Give us some details.
So if this mandate goes forward, and I believe they're going to approve it on Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors meeting, we are going to bring a temporary restraining order and seek a preliminary injunction. The mandate, we haven't seen it yet because it's not public, but it's not going to pass a rational basis test. We have the top county physicians saying COVID is no longer serious. It's not causing serious disease and hospitalization. These are admissions. These are legal admissions from the county. Then we have a social worker turning around and saying, well, actually, the spread is really high and hospitalizations are high, so we have to impose a new mask mandate. That flies in the face of what the county physicians just said. So it's going to be very difficult for the county to backtrack and explain away their statements, especially when the data is laid out for the court.
How does this work as a procedure? Ferrer issues an order, and then the county supervisors have to vote to implement it?
That's my understanding of what's going to go down on Tuesday. And they don't have to, they do not have to implement what she recommends. They have the authority over her. They have the ability to appoint her and to remove her from that position. So they're not under any obligation to rubber stamp whatever she comes up with.
Have you been in contact with any lawyers or any representatives or a supervisor from L.A. County?
No. You know, Catherine Barger is the only one with any sense of, you know,
with
rational
sense.
Common sense. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Unfortunately, the only person who returns my email communications from Janice Hahn's office is her animal control deputy.
Seems irrelevant.
Seriously?
So I have the same rights as a feral animal in LA County, I think.
Wow. So they ignore everybody.
That's my understanding. They're ignoring me.
What would be your argument as to how the mask mandate hurts the school children?
You know, it is devastating. I see it in my own children. I have a speech delayed child, and he spent his lunch and his recess alone when he was forced to mask because no one could understand him. And that's, you're putting a child into isolation. That is extremely damaging to their emotional well-being, their social development. And it's very hard to quantify these things. We can't give them case counts or death counts or test results to show that children are really suffering, but we're seeing it with our own eyes. And I get messages from hundreds of parents every day who are telling me how much their children are harmed by these mask mandates.
So you're dealing with Hilda Solis and Janice Hahn, Sheila Kuehl, Holly Mitchell. These are the four who seem to back these mandates consistently all the time. And there is no anybody sitting down with them to see what their reasoning is, considering the low number of people in the hospital and the low number of deaths. And this is more of a nuisance infection than a dangerous infection for the public?
I don't know if no one's sitting down with them or if they don't care or if they have other motivations, but they have never once acknowledged the harms to children of their COVID mitigation policies, not once. And at the very least, we deserve a public weighing of harms versus benefits.
Well, if this does get imposed next Friday, you are immediately going to file a lawsuit. How quickly could you expect any action from a court?
If we go in for a TRO, it should be very quick. We'll see what happens. You know, so far, we haven't seen a lot of positive judicial action in L.A. County.
No, there's been very few judges around the country that's wanted to interfere between what public health officials are saying or governors. And I wondered, what does it take before a judge looks and says, this is irrational and it's damaging? Because you talked early on about there's no rational basis for this mask mandate. I mean, is that a legal threshold, rational basis for a law? Can they impose something arbitrary that's harmful just because they want to?
They cannot do that. That is not constitutional. You know what would work? And if Dr. Holtam is listening right now, I would love to have Dr. Holtam submit a declaration in support of this TRO against the county. It's his employer, so I think it's going to be hard.
He was the epidemiologist who was quoted last week from that insider tape. They had a little inside meeting there among these county medical officials, and he's the one that kept repeating that there's nothing going on with the dangerous COVID in the hospitals right now. Nothing.
Exactly. So his comments will be submitted with my lawsuit. It would be tremendously helpful if we could get him to submit his own declaration. But the words will be there regardless of whether he wants them in there or not.
Yeah, we should call on Dr. Klausner, too, from Keck School of Medicine. We talked to him this week, and he's also in the same camp that the hospitalization numbers are not there for this to be a crisis. This is an overreaction.
I will reach out to him.
All right. Yeah. Well, we are rooting for you, for your side, Julie, very much, because this really has to stop. So keep in touch and let us know how this progresses. All right. And we'll talk with you again maybe next week.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Julie Hamill.
Yeah, she's the attorney representing the Alliance of Los Angeles County Parents. As you heard, she's getting hundreds and hundreds of parents saying, no more masks. This is too damaging, and it's medically unnecessary. This is just abusive behavior. And I don't understand this LA County Board of Supervisors. They really impose abusive policies, and they don't respond to anybody. You never see them on television, you never see them interviewed, and you never see them commenting. Nobody can get through to them via email or any other way. They just simply issue their directives, and they go into hiding. And I just can't imagine that we can live in a society where these four women say, okay, all children have to cover their faces now until we say otherwise.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, and this will continue into the future, into infinity. Because there'll always be some illness that they want to control for the sake of equity.
To be a child growing up in this era, I mean, this is our third year of this.
All right. When we return, immediately thereabouts, you'll get another keyword for a chance to win $1,000.
John and Ken Show.
All right. Don't forget, we got the Moist Line in an hour. There's another keyword, the final one of the week. And we do have a hack for the dumpster. So a busy show coming up. It was a while ago that we had a person on the show that certainly, well, his impact is still being felt on the John and Ken Show. Every now and then, our technical director, Eric Sklar, hits a button and someone yells, out! Out! Do you remember who that is, John?
Yes. That's the Polish priest in Canada, the pastor.
Out!
There he is.
Sin. Artur Pawlowski is his name.
And he was chasing out Canadian health officials.
Calgary police came to his church. He's a minister of the Calgary Street Church.
He was trying to shut down his service.
Out!
And that's what he told them, to get out. That came from a video of the incident, and then he actually came on our show to make his case. let's just say he's got a strong voice and strong opinions. Well, after that, he was arrested, he and his brother. They were arrested in the middle of the road. Remember that? They got pulled over and arrested and handcuffed.
There was a warrant out for them.
Claiming that they held a public gathering in violation of public health orders. And what happened after that? In October, a judge found them in contempt of Alberta's health order. They put a sanction on the pastor, mandating that, this part I didn't know, whenever he publicly spoke about Alberta's pandemic restrictions, the pastor, Pawlowski, must add a government-approved statement saying that most medical experts suggest social distancing, face masks, and vaccines. So I don't think he spoke much after that. He wants to sit there and read the disclaimer. Well, here's the update. An Alberta appeals court threw everything out against the pastor. He is a winner.
Ouch!
Oh, thank you.
They took aside the finding of contempt. They took aside the sanction order. and the fines that he had to pay are to be reimbursed.
All right. We had him on the air, didn't we?
We did.
We should get him back on again.
He was quite a character.
Because if everybody had his fire and his spirit and his fight, we'd be in a much different place in this world. He's the opposite of all the apathetic drones who spend all day staring at their screens, who go along, well, I guess it's not that big a deal. No, it is a big deal. It's your freedom. There's nothing more important than your freedom.
He has been repeatedly arrested, fined, and jailed because at one point he was providing grilled steak to homeless people in Calgary, and the police gave him a $1,200 fine. Here's the good news. The court ordered Alberta Health Services, which is the health agency up there, to reimburse him for all his legal costs as well as all the fines levied against him. His lawyer said this was a slam dunk win from the Court of Appeal. That's just good news.
Yeah, I mean, Canada is oppressive in the way Newsom is oppressive. It's not a coincidence that Justin Trudeau is facing down a truck revolt like Newsom is trying to do in Oakland.
Right.
They were both raised rich. And they're both prissy, and they never worked a day in their life. They don't understand the working classes. They don't understand the middle class. They don't understand people who work with their hands. They don't understand people who sweat. They don't know how hard they've made life for people, whether it's the truckers or people who just want to go to church. Because they don't go to church. That's not their thing. They don't understand it. And so they don't understand the peace that it brought people during a very stressful time. Now, I'm not being a hypocrite here. I don't go to church, but it doesn't do that for me. But it does do that for other people. And again, it goes back to the freedom. And I'm telling you, the mentality, and I read about it every day, I hear it from people, oh, it's not such a big deal. When they take away a little piece of your freedom, they're going to do it again tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. They will. The default for government around the world since the beginning of time is to have some ruler over you. And it may be a dictator, a communist leader, a king, some kind of emperor, whatever it is. That's where it goes. That's human nature. This is the only place in the world that has this kind of freedoms. You don't give up the right to go to church. You don't give up the right for your kid to go to school without a mask.
Well, and he, of course, the pastor brought up Poland. He fled Poland as a young man because of communist rule. And that was his warning to people.
You know what's funny? I find that the immigrants, whether they're from Eastern Europe or from Mexico and Central America, they have the harshest reaction to all this oppression. It's why the Hispanic support for Biden is down to 19%, because they came from oppressive governments that pushed them around, telling them what to do, corrupt and with outrageous rules and restrictions. And they're getting a whiff of this socialism here. People who come from fled Venezuela and that oppressive socialism, they come here. They don't want to see it here. They came here because there was no socialism here. So they don't want to deal with any of it. They don't want to deal with the arbitrary rules, the income confiscation, none of that stuff. That's why people flee to come America. And that's why they have the harshest reactions, more so than Americans. Americans have become complacent. It's okay. What's the big deal if they take away a little bit of freedom? It's all right.
Well, that's what I said the other day when we were talking about this, that there's probably a lot of people that don't want the indoor mask mandate, but they're going to go along to get along.
Yeah.
Because, I guess if the health authority says so. What, a woman with a PhD in social work?
And social media.
When the doctors that we've cited, the county doctors, are saying this is overblown? I thought we're always told to listen to the science and the medical professionals.
You remember that? It was listen to the science and medical professionals. Yeah.
We're listening to a woman with a PhD in social work.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who's got a social mission out there
and
to somehow equalize society.
Nobody's standing up for the science. What does that tell you? All these politicians and bureaucrats, they never cared about the science. That was just the club they used to beat you into submission. And now that the science says get rid of the masks, suddenly they're not interested anymore. So they just make stuff up. Oh, there's an emergency. What emergency? Don't question me. It's because I said so. It is. It's like your mom and dad, because I said so. Barbara Ferrer says it's an emergency. It's an emergency. Who the hell are you?
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Yeah, we, of course, next hour have the Moist Line. One more keyword for the week for your shot at $1,000. And in 1 hour, we've got a hack to put in the dumpster. It's kind of a last-minute decision by the committee, but we got enough mob members to do this. It's kind of a lightweight, and you'll find out who that is coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Making news today, he always looks to me like he could be almost homeless and perhaps has a drinking problem. The former White House strategist Steve Bannon. He does. He's got a big bloated head.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen a close-up of him?
Well, I'm looking at a photo. I can't figure out what's on his head. The left side of his head has some sort of a mark. But his hair is askew, like a weird founding father.
Yeah, he does look like a guy who lives in the streets, and his face is so red and bloated.
Now, he left the White House in 2017, but he still got dragged into the January 6th hearings.
Well, because he's never really cut ties with Trump. He's always been Trump. Trump has advisors that have nothing to do directly with government.
I see.
It's like his crazy cabinet, and so he keeps talking and listening to them.
So he didn't leave in any kind of dispute. He just moved on. Well,
everybody has disputes, but Trump.
Because he was known as the chief strategist, right? The president.
It's not a formal organization hierarchy that we're all used to.
When they gave him a subpoena to appear before the January 6th committee, he basically gave it the finger, and he passed. So he went on trial for his refusal to cooperate, and he was found guilty of contempt. That's the decision that came down from the jury today.
It was a simple case. You got a subpoena, and he didn't show.
And I don't think he put on a defense anyway.
No, because he didn't show.
Yeah, well, he could explain why he didn't show and make his case that this is outrageous, and no. So he could get 30 days or even up to a year in prison. It's two misdemeanor counts. He could get 30 days or up to a year on each of those two counts. So,
well, I don't know if he knew something that he doesn't want to reveal.
Or he just thought the whole thing was
a farce, a form of civil protest. And he's just not going to tell. He's not going to let the Congress tell him what to do.
Yeah, so that's because I was wondering what they were going to do with people that refused to appear, and they did actually drag one into court.
It's pretty rare
that people refuse to appear, or that they actually charge you with contempt.
Yes, both.
Oh,
and most of the time, nobody wants to go through because even if you somehow wiggle out of it, you got to spend a lot of money on lawyers, and you got to go to court, and that takes a lot of the time and hassle. Nobody wants that in their life.
Meanwhile, in Bidenville today, of course, he made a short appearance on a video to show everybody he's still alive. His voice was croaky. The New York Times, this is a funny story, has had to publicly disavow what looked to be a legitimate New York Times opinion piece. The headline, because if you see the screenshot and you know how the New York Times, they're graphics work and
their font for
their font is the word I was looking for. Right. It looks real. And the headline of the opinion piece is Joe Biden's death would be a tragedy, but it might help the Democrats win the midterms.
And that's exactly how the Times would word it. That's the way
it is. Exactly. Whoever did this really studied their style.
Acknowledge the tragedy. But on the upside, our side would probably do better.
That's right. The sympathy vote. Was there an actual opinion piece or was it just the headline? Do you know?
I didn't see the
screenshot that was circulating on social media. I'm not sure there was actually somebody wrote a fake New York Times op-ed. They just put the headline.
They put the headline
right
and
made you click for more.
Made you go look for it.
Right.
Because that'd be too much work. The headline is what's funny. You don't actually have to write a piece on it.
Yeah, underneath is a picture of Biden looking very stern, and the Times said this is a fake image. The New York Times did not write or publish this story.
But this would be a great, I hope this spreads where people put fake New York Times headlines out all day in New York Times typeface.
Oh, just and to completely troll them?
Yeah, make them deny these pieces all day.
Is that what you think?
Yes, I think that's what people ought to do.
That would result in some chaos in the media world.
Sure.
They'd have to spend all day disavowing.
They should do that with all the major newspapers. All these stupid woke newspapers. Just spend the whole day. It would be like what The Onion does, but just let the public spontaneously come up with their own comedy.
Right. Right. So But Biden is recovering, and they wanted you to know that he's
they were not cheering it on. They were not cheering his demise.
And finally, in the world of COVID, a victory for the union for the LAPD officers. If you are not vaccinated, there is a requirement that you have to submit coronavirus test results. But the city was making the police officers pay for it. So they went to court challenging that, and they won a ruling from a judge this week. How about that? Saying that the city's demand that unvaccinated employees pay for their COVID tests, they're $65 each twice a week, has been overturned. It violates the state labor code, according to Judge, good name, Rupert A. Birdsong.
If your last name is Birdsong, why would you name your child Rupert? That's not right. Don't do that. Birdsong's tough enough.
Right.
You don't want to be Rupert Birdsong.
The state labor code mandates that employers compensate employees for all necessary expenditures or losses incurred by the worker in direct consequence of the discharge of his or her duties or his or her obedience to the directions of the employer.
Well, it was 65.
That's what the union put in their court papers, and the judge agreed.
Well, it's $65 a test.
Twice a week.
So
do the math.
That's $530. $520 a month. Well,
that's crazy.
$520 tax just because the government has some crazy COVID requirement? Of course they should sue. Of course they shouldn't have to pay. You can't force your employees to pay an extra $500 a month. You want the test, you pay for the test.
Well, that's God. The ruling. So all of these police officers who've been getting tested twice a week and paying for it should get reimbursed now by the city of Los Angeles.
These bureaucrats are so aggressively disruptive and abusive. What's got into them? Just stay in your cubicle and shut up. Stay in your lane.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show.
All right, coming up, the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Can only mean one thing, the voice line. Two rounds of it, a hack for the dumpster, and another classic El Segundo Times front page story. They've been running this series lately, trying to profile in-depth homeless people, I guess, to make us all feel
this one is
more sympathetic. But this one is a classic, moving right to the top of the list. It's a homeless hoarder.
A hoarder.
Which presents much more complicated issues than just a homeless person.
Really? How about just stop hoarding? Go get a job.
Deep psychological connection to hoarding for this man. Right.
This one made me laugh out loud. The photos of the way this guy lives, I mean, he is whacked.
And things I didn't know about hoarding came up in the story about if they actually throw something out, they have to touch it all the way through first. They have to kind of feel it again before they let it go.
Yeah, it's like an obsessive compulsive disorder.
It is, right. So,
obsessive compulsive disorders can be treated with drugs. You don't have to sit in all this filth and these cardboard boxes.
That's what I wonder. Does it say that he's on any medications? It says he's had problems with alcohol as usual, but
yeah, I don't know. I mean, he'd have to be officially diagnosed, but the hoarding thing is in that category of obsessive compulsive behavior. I mean, they have shows on hoarders on
they
cable
do.
Reality
people,
shows.
Because people are fascinated with that lifestyle. I don't know what you want to call it.
Well, you know, they
just
get
carried away, some people get.
The guy's emotionally attached to cardboard boxes. It's not like all your old photographs from childhood, right? It's not like you have some kind of collection from when you were a little kid. I understand emotional
attachment. So he gets a package in the mail, and he keeps the cardboard box, and then he keeps the next one and the next one. And
yeah. As bizarre as it is, it really is.
All right. Well, we'll get into this right away after the news at 5 o'clock. And, of course, there's one more keyword coming for a chance at money. Speaking of money, I guess, I'm sure Deborah Mark knows, John Cobalt. The Mega Millions is at $660 million.
Woo-hoo!
It is the country's ninth largest jackpot in history. John's going to go out and buy a ticket. No. 27 consecutive drawings without anyone matching all six numbers. So it grew from $20 million in April to $660 million.
I would like to have the $660 million. I can't see myself standing in the 7-Eleven line.
Well, if there's a line,
I just can't.
I
just can't. I can't do it.
You have to go to the lucky places. Then there's lines.
The lucky places.
What was that liquor store?
And then the Bluebird liquor store.
Bluebird liquor store. I don't know if that's still carried. That was a long time ago, and people are still going there.
Ken, are you buying a ticket, or did you buy one?
I bought one the other day. I haven't bought one for tonight yet. I just forgot, and I wasn't around any of the convenience stores to do that yet today. But
you buy tickets.
The drawing's not until 7, right? 7 or 7:30, is it? Do you know, Deborah?
I don't. I want to. I think 7:30.
You buy tickets a lot?
No.
Just
no.
Once in a while?
I'm an idiot. When the jackpot gets this big, I do buy a few numbers. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
So when
not really.
When you have the lowest odds, that's when you buy the ticket.
I guess it'd be...
Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
But you know what? You kind of always have the same odds. It's just that a lot of times if there's less people playing, then there's no winner and the jackpot grows. Mm-hmm. But I guess if there's a lot of people playing, someone could get the numbers you don't get. But anyway.
It's at 8 o'clock, by the way, Ken. The drawing is at 8
o'clock. Oh, then I have plenty of time.
Yes.
So does John.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll stop on the way home.
Oh, no.
How much is a ticket?
$2.
$2.
For a set of numbers.
Yeah. I feel like giving the government another $2.
$2. That includes your chances. You just buy one $2. That's what a guy said to me. It's your odds aren't actually that much better if you buy 10 of the sets of numbers for $20 and if you just buy one set of numbers for $2. Your odds don't improve much, you might think.
Oh, they don't?
Not really, but I usually buy like $20 worth.
You don't have 10 times the chance?
Think so, but I don't think so.
Or it's 10 times. What's 10 times zero? It's still zero.
No. We heard Animal Lady doing this story several times this afternoon. We'll spend a few minutes on it because... this is quite a lot of roosters. Some guy in the Antelope Valley, and that's all it says, is the unincorporated Juniper Hills property. Unincorporated, like that. There's a lot of unincorporated places up in the Antelope Valley.
I know. They're interesting, though.
It's well, anything goes.
You get more interesting news.
228 roosters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For cockfighting.
Was this Ray's house?
Yeah, is this Ray go up there? Big money to be made. It's like Tim bets on horses.
Right. Like,
and Ray spends his weekend betting on roosters.
If you went over to Ray's house and there were 228 roosters and 500 pounds of pot, would that surprise you?
It would not.
No. I'm not helping him find a dog. No dog for Ray.
Oh, they've had a big falling out over the dog issue here. You don't know.
Oh.
Deborah presented Ray with 6 possibilities.
And he said he didn't like a single one.
Of course, one of them had no legs.
Oh, these are some of your mongrels from the shelters?
Well, I went to petfinder.com and I found him. He told me kind of what he was looking for. I spent a long time on this, Ken.
Yeah.
Yes, after work hours.
She sincerely tries to help. And I keep really telling her, don't do this.
Ken.
Me, I'm
not
involved.
Not you, Ray. No, I didn't like any of them. And apparently I sent one that didn't have any legs. I don't know. I have to go back and look at my email.
How do you walk that dog?
You don't.
Maybe
they sometimes have little wheels.
Yeah, they do. They do.
So you put it in a cart and just pull it around?
They do have these carts.
Yeah, okay.
So he asked you to help him? You just did this?
He kind of asked me to help. And when I said I'd help, he said, okay. And I told him, I'm going to send you animals and we're going to figure this out and you're going to get a dog. But now after this whole rooster story and forget it. You know what?
How many dogs have you sent his way for possible
6.
Adoption? Oh, 6 is not a lot. He could turn down 6. If he's turned down 100, I'd be like,
No, I'm not helping him anymore. Forget it.
Well, send him 6 roosters. He'll take one.
No, definitely not.
Wait a minute. John is just having fun. Ray does not watch cockfighting.
I know.
As far as I know.
Well, I don't know.
Would you swear to that knowledge?
He's never sent me any pictures or...
We're just kidding, Ray. Kind of.
Yeah, you can see the animal control people, SPCALA, showed up there to investigate the property. You can go in these places in the Antelope Valley where there's just nobody around for miles. So you can carry out. This is pictures of the little roosters walking around.
Those poor roosters.
What are these? There's like these pillars or something. Is that how the roosters practice? Is that what they're supposed to do is peck the... or is that where they live in? These little blue... Did you see the pictures of these little blue containers?
Yeah, I saw. I don't know.
Is that where the roosters go in there for shade? Is that what happens? Or
I don't know. You ever been to a cockfight, Deborah?
Are you kidding me? question is that? And anybody
and you know
involved,
they put actual nails or something on their claws to make them sharper.
It's disgusting.
And razor blades on their ankles.
People razor
that
blades,
do this,
right.
You know what? We need to put razor blades on their ankles and have them fight with other people that have the same things. I mean, it's just
I'd watch that.
Humans on humans.
Huh? Yeah, that's like better than MMA. You just like.
I know.
Tape razor blades to their arms and legs.
I just don't understand people in this world. I know. Then they're going to call
the Maurice you're being
line.
Culturally insensitive.
Why?
Because in parts of the world, this is pretty common.
Okay, I'm sorry, but it's not fair to the roosters. It's animal cruelty,
it's
and
small
I don't
business.
Like it. No, I don't like it.
It's entertainment. It's small
it's
business.
Not, it's entertainment to people that I don't want to be associated with. How's that?
Oh, wow. Well.
And you laugh when the bull gores the matador.
No, I don't like
right?
No, I don't like that either. I think all of that is just disgusting. Leave well, the friggin' animals alone.
I laugh because the human gets hurt.
Well, that's the only benefit, but still, I mean, just leave these animals alone. I just don't understand it.
They're here for our pleasure and enjoyment.
No, they're really not. And please don't email me and don't call the Moist line. I don't want to hear about it. Enough is enough.
All right, well, speaking of that, it's coming up this hour. Look at that. Also, we have another keyword, the last one of the week. We do have a hack for the dumpster. We'll begin the hour with another El Segundo Times classic.
Yeah.
Some of this might, the piano maybe?
Yeah.
It's about a homeless hoarder. Making him a more complicated problem for housing.
Which is why we're supposed to give him even more money. Because he's in love with his cardboard boxes. John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go! Let's go!
Show up on day one, work out with us for 30 minutes, feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Five workouts a week.
We're a body, and we call that a body block.
You pick the block, and you're going to love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest. Go on vacation. Or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you. And then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new body block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first body block today. Visit body.com for a free trial. That's BODI.com.
Are you ready to get started?
Carol Jean.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.